Hi, this is Chantel Anderson, former WNBA player and the creator of Classy Girl Mentoring Program. You're listening to Dishin' and Swishin' on WSTR Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on Dishin' and Swishin' by our guests and callers are not necessarily those of the host, WSTR Radio, its management, or advertisers. Programming on Dishin' and Swishin' is for entertainment purposes only.
Moving over to the East Coast for a second here, I got to talk about Angela Taylor and Coach Plank and the Mystics with a big 2-0 start with two teams that a lot of people were picking for big things, obviously, in Indiana and Minnesota. And, you know, who replaced the Duke University Monique Curry with this other person?
Seriously. I think that she is the early contender for player of the week, her and Lauren Jackson. She was outstanding this weekend, and I was actually surprised by her, and Krista Langhorn as well.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree. I mean, she finally, in my opinion, just watching a little bit of it, I caught a couple quarters of her, and, you know, just finally kind of played like I wanted her to play, you know, expected her to play. You know, I think she's a little bit more healthy or energized or something. I mean, trying to follow her on Twitter, I mean, she's just always one of those players I really liked their game. And, yeah, I really think that she's coming along and things might have clicked for her finally, or maybe the pieces around her are clicking. I don't know what it is, but keep on going.
Well, she had a different look about her. I mean, in the college game, especially last year, people were talking a lot about body language. Her body language was different. And,
yeah,
you know, that expands to the rest of the team, you know. So I think that had something to do with it as well, not just her skills, her skills getting, you know, all these points and everything, but her body language and the way she carried herself was just different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what, last year you look at that, that team was a lot of they got to the playoffs, but they were a lot of getting to know you going on between management situation, coaching situation, player acquisitions. So now they're a little more comfortable. There's some more European seasoning in the off season. And, you know, just look at all the intangibles that Katie Smith brings to that team, you know, who's just a winner wherever she's gone. And, you know, so you got to imagine that those practices were probably a lot more energized than they've been in the past. And then, of course, that translates to a better game day.
I agree 100%. I mean, I'm really interested in seeing how Washington is going to play out over the course of the season. Langhorn has certainly improved her game even more, it appears. Really is taking advantage of playing overseas. She's a classic example of somebody who really can improve their game by going over there and just continuing to work hard. And they'll be a really fun team to watch and see what happens, especially with, unfortunately, with Elena Beard being out.
This is David Siegel, the host of the Dishin' and Swishin', the World of Women's Hoops radio show. You can find us each and every Wednesday on www.strradio.com. Thanks for following us here on Swish Appeal.